Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. E-pages for free. Terms and conditions.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A do-over in North Carolina. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A special congressional election today after the 2018 results were voided because of fraud. And President Trump says any vote for a Democrat
is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
He held a rally in Fayetteville, also pushing his own re-election in 2020. And Dan Bishop was there by his side.
President Trump needs nobody else in Washington who supports sanctuary cities and counties here in North Carolina or anywhere else.
Well, he's facing Democrat Dan McCready, who says he's a moderate who would work with the president.
Good luck to them trying to call a capitalist who's built a business from scratch a socialist.
Another special election in North Carolina today will fill the House seat left vacant when Congressman Walter Jones died. North Korea says it wants more nuclear talks with the U.S., but it also wanted to give another show of strength. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, South Korea's military saying North Korea has launched two as yet unidentified projectiles, the objects flying some 200 miles over land toward the sea. It's the eighth round of launches since late July, a flurry of testing which has revealed the existence of new North Korean weapons, including a new short-range ballistic missile system. The test coming hours after North Korea had said it was ready to restart negotiations with the United States about nuclear weapons. Dave?
Simon, e-cigarette maker Juul's telling the FDA will cooperate after being told to stop claiming that vaping is safer than smoking. This is the American Medical Association is urging people to stop using e-cigarettes, citing a lung illness outbreak affecting more than 400 users. Five died. A doctor from Austria who prescribes abortion drugs to women worldwide has filed a lawsuit in the U.S. to stop the FDA from blocking her from sending the drugs here. She claims she's the only practical option for women in many rural areas of America. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, before going to the rally in North Carolina, President Trump said this about peace talks with the Taliban.
As far as I'm concerned, they're dead.
After he scrapped secret talks at Camp David last weekend because of the bombing that killed a U.S. soldier.
9,500 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan, and the president saying once again that he'd like to bring that number down to zero.
We've been policemen there for a long time, and the government's going to have to take responsibility or do whatever it is they do. I've been saying from the campaign that we want to get out at the earliest possible time.
U.S. national security officials have warned the president that pulling out could expose the U.S. to another major terrorist attack. Over the weekend, the president suspended peace talks with the Taliban amid growing bipartisan criticism of an emerging deal to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
President Trump isn't happy with yet another federal judge calling a new ruling against him on the border very unfair. The White House says it's a gift to human smugglers. The judge in California reinstated a nationwide injunction blocking the administration's policy to stop most migrants from seeking asylum here if they pass through another country to get to the U.S. It's up to 50 people now confirmed dead in the Hurricane Dorian battered Bahamas, a number still expected to rise with thousands unaccounted for. The Coast Guard rescued the final four crew members found trapped alive in the cargo ship that capsized and caught fire off the Georgia coast on Sunday.
There remains a lot of work to do. Threats to the environment, hazards to people and to the economy through the Port of Brunswick are continue to be addressed.
That's Coast Guard Captain John Reed. They're still trying to get that ship upright and find out why it capsized. On Wall Street, we may see a little bit of selling at the opening bell. Stock futures are down a bit after yesterday's mixed trading when the Dow went up and the Nasdaq fell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday.
Yes, the 10th.
I was so engaged in the Monday Night Football early game last night.
Saints win.
Holy moly.
Close one.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, a little on that as we go. Yep. Cardinals off. Cubs win big on the West Coast. When you fell asleep, it was already over, so no worries. 10-2. Cubbies are four back now. They gained a half a game on the idle Cardinals. Mm-hmm. News brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new restaurant is coming to the former site of the Prospect Auto used car lot. Captain D's, a Nashville-based seafood chain, has gotten a building permit for the site at 1409 Prospect Avenue C. Captain D's has 530 locations in 22 states. New college rankings are out from U.S. News and World Report. These are the top 50 national universities, public and private. The University of Illinois slipped from number 46 last year to number 48 this year. Illinois is the fourth highest ranking Big Ten school. Princeton topped the list this year, followed by Harvard, Columbia, MIT, then Yale. The University of Chicago came in at number 6. If you're looking for some extra work over the holidays, UPS says it'll hire 100,000 seasonal workers for the holiday shipping rush. More than a third of UPS seasonal hires generally become permanent employees after the holiday season. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You know when you are headed to work or a special event and you look around and no one is there to tell you if your shoes or your shirt look good? Don't have that panic feeling with your mortgage. We want to give you a second set of eyes to ensure you are getting the best of the best. Hi, it's Michelle Mott with the 217 Mortgage Team, encouraging you to get a second opinion with us at INB.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Michelle's is 1-840-439.
So many people enjoyed their $50 to Blossom Basket Florist yesterday. Congratulations. Our offer was $50 to Blossom Basket.
Mm-hmm.
Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. And again, Diane Ducey.
We've got a high 90 expected, a warm one today. 20% chance of showers, down to 70 this evening. Same forecast tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 90, low 69, 20% chance of rain, 90 the high on Thursday. By Friday, though, we're only up to 79 and down to 56 with a 40% chance of showers, especially in the morning. Right now, the temperature's at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Isn't that kind of like a snow in April?
Right.
90. It's easy when you see 3 days later it's 80. So, and what's the football game again? It's 11 a.m. on Saturday. What's the temperature? Do we
well,
have it?
Well, sunshine expected, high 81, low 61.
All right. It's
sounding good.
No parka, but it's certainly not short. Are you kidding?
Oh. By the way, I think I'm going to pick up some brats from U of I Meat Sales Room. Did you happen to have one of those on the grill in our parking lot yesterday?
You know, I was not offered, Ben.
I was out there visiting,
kind of expected the whole shebang.
Okay, well, too much talk and no action.
Yeah, not a darn thing. No, I understand. Ben from U of I Meat Sales Room said it was the best brat he'd ever made.
Yeah.
Boiled it in beer.
It's really good.
We used tender and all
that. Yeah.
Well, you had one.
I did.
Great. Tell me about it. my friend, American hero, Paul Lewis, stopped by and bought two packets.
Okay, nice.
Two boxes of them.
I want to say there was 17 in a box for $15.
No, it was like less than a dollar each.
Right.
Man.
So good stuff, and it's going to open Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, and you'll have to check that out.
Make sure you don't come this coming Monday when they chill and grill, because he's bringing steaks, and I'll be hovering. So don't come to that one. It'd be really crowded, so you don't want to be there.
He did talk about the thin-cut ribeyes.
No, that's coming Monday. So thin-cut ribeyes Monday. No, I'm all seriousness, you're of course welcome to come out and not only buy some, he'll have a good deal on them, but eat some. Okay, we've got the Cardinals in action tonight in Colorado. You'll hear it on ESPN 93.5. Cubbies continue game two out in San Diego. Who's this Miko Horner? Played shortstop for the Cubs last night. He's hitting 750. Got three out of four with four RBIs. Hitting hero. Pretty jacked to be in the bigs, in the league, in the show. Miko Horner. Anyway, more sports headlines coming up in just a moment. Our friend, Dr. Nathaniel Cogley, head of the Department of Government at Tarleton State University, back on the program. How are you, Dr. Cogley?
I'm good. How are you doing, Stevie?
I'm fine. Glad you're here to give clarity to several things. Firstly, what went on in Mexico? What is this?
Well, the Trump administration made a deal with Mexico on a number of things. So, one, he announced the Remain in Mexico policy so that several people trying to claim asylum in the U.S. could wait in Mexico while their immigration court process played out. And also, Trump was able to get Mexican officials to double their border security, and these have kind of yielded a lot of a decrease in terms of the number of people crossing the border illegally. It's very interesting that Trump's successes in terms of the border crisis have largely been through his foreign policy efforts with Mexico, and a lot of the domestic efforts. You know, we have a divided government between the Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate. We also have a court system that will injunction different changes to executive enforcement that Trump tries to implement domestically. But he's been able to get a lot of these asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their case is processed so they don't slip away from the system, and that has the Democrats want to go to Mexico to check out those conditions down there.
Well, what's this mysterious trip that the Republicans want to know about from the Democrats?
Yeah, so this is on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, and so you know, they made some trips to the detainment centers in the U.S. and were very critical of the conditions there, especially child separations. And now that many people are actually waiting in Mexico and the family units are being able to be held together in Mexico, they want to go down there. Jim Jordan is raising the question of the intent of these trips and what is actually going on. Chairman Elijah Cummings is, you know, basically saying it's a fact-finding mission to see the conditions down there. And just what kind of raised people's interest in this story is that Representative Verano Escobar, who's not on this committee, did accompany committee staff there on one trip. And there was a report in the Washington Examiner back in July that her staff may have been much more active in terms of having 6,000 interviews with immigrants down there. Mm. And there were some accusations of coaching immigrants on how to get through loopholes, although her office denies any wrongdoing. But the fact that she accompanied the committee on one of those trips kind of re-raises that issue and raised some flags, yeah.
All right, the head of the Department of Government at Tarleton State University, Dr. Nathaniel Cogley, last night in North Carolina.
Our first task is a giant victory. Tomorrow, right here in the great state of North Carolina, with your support, tomorrow we take the first steps to firing Speaker Pelosi and winning back the House in 2020.
Now, how big of a special election is this today, Nathaniel?
Well, I love President Trump's ambition. You know, he's going to win back the House. It hasn't happened since Truman in 1948 that a president has actually gained a House. So this is an important seat because it's usually a safe Republican seat, but this is turning out to be much more competitive. But this is more of a midterm type election. You know, the president's not on the ballot. This is just a House election with no presidency on the ballot. Those usually go to the opposition party. At least the opposition party has a positive effect in that cycle. And so we're seeing this being much more closer than it used to be. I don't think it's a huge deal because the Democrats control the House right now, and they're going to control the House come this cycle. I don't read into that any implication into the presidential election. And, of course, President Trump won North Carolina closely last time, and he'd like to hold it. The only thing is when we actually get to the general election in 2020 with the president on the ballot, turnout on both sides will be strong. And right here in this special election, turnout in the opposition side tends to go up a notch to make this more competitive than it will be come 2020.
All right, 14 months out, I'm thinking Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. What do you think?
Well, what's interesting to me is I'm starting to look at the likelihood of a brokered convention, you know, and I've kind of gone back and forth who's going to win this. But if it comes down to a centrist versus a left candidate, and you just kind of gave me a scenario, Harris-Warren, if it came down to a single centrist versus single left, you'll get a nominee. Someone will get majority of the delegates. But what's interesting here is on the left, you got two really strong campaigns, well-financed, determined people who are in their 70s and not going to yield easily. And Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And if the left is split, then you look at the centrists, you got Biden as a front runner, but he's a weak front runner with gaffes and people think he's vulnerable. And so you got people like Harris and Buttigieg and other people in the wings that won't yield easily given Biden's condition. And so if this keeps going where the left side and the center side are still fractionalized, and also the Democrats do their rules, all these states are proportional in terms of delegates. So first place gets some, second place gets some, third place. I just think the likelihood of a brokered convention is increasing as no one gets secure the majority, and that's going to make it harder to predict because if you go second round at that Democratic National Convention, they can pick anyone, not just the people running for president.
Was it George McGovern, the last one?
1952 was the last time both parties had one.
Okay, wasn't George McGovern
Eisenhower.
In 72? Okay.
Well, see, there were some very close conventions where they go to the first vote and people are watching because they're not sure someone's going to get it, and then someone wins on the first ballot. The last time these have actually gone to second ballot, 1952, the Republicans yielded Eisenhower and the Democrats yielded Adlai Stevenson.
Yeah, well, the learned one.
It's going to make it a wild process.
Listen, that will be wild. There's no question. I think the loudest voice sometimes wins on this, and that would mean a leftist. And it'd be interesting. Does a leftist beat Trump?
No.
Dr. Nathaniel Cogley, the learned one, my friends. Tarleton State University, no longer the interim. He's the dang head of the department. He's got it going on. Probably a special parking spot and everything.
I walk to work, but I appreciate coming on your show.
Always love having you on. Really a pleasure. Thank you. Dr. Nathaniel Cogley, Tarleton State University, head of the Department of Government, ESPN 93.5. Here we go. Sports headlines this morning on the radio on this Tuesday, September 10.
It'll be a 7:40 start on ESPN 93.5 as the St. Louis Cardinals get her going with the Colorado Rockies. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
The Cardinals take on the Rockies tonight at Coors Field in Denver. After a day off yesterday, the Cardinals have been on an absolute roll as they won 2 of 3 over the weekend against the Pirates. Jack Flaherty with another masterpiece on Sunday.
The high set for Flaherty and the pitch, and it's lined to the shortstop on one hop to Young. He's got it, and he throws him out. Well played by Paul DeJong, and well pitched 8 innings for Jack Flaherty. Pirates strand their 5th. A big hug from Yadier Molina as they head towards the Cardinals dugout.
8 shutout innings for the Cardinals right-hander. Redbirds will turn things over to Michael Wacha against Chichi Gonzalez tonight as they stay at the top of the National League Central. 7:40, the first pitch tonight. That means I have Amron Total Access at 6:45 right here on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Cubs win 10-2 over San Diego. So we gained a half game since the Cardinals were off yesterday.
Right.
And then we have action today at 9:10 again, a late one out in San Diego. Looks like Jose Quintana will take the mound. But the big hero of the day was this Nico Werner, who's shortstop now and had 4 hits. So good stuff happening with Nico on the Cubs.
Nico or Miko?
Nico.
Miko Werner.
Right.
Okay.
So Kansas City is at Chicago to take on the White Sox. Saints win over Houston, 30-28. Oakland over Denver, 24-16.
Yeah, okay, so I'll go. Saints win, and I got the kick at the end here. I got to play from ESPN.
Sounds good.
Weather now?
High 90, low 70 for the next 3 days. With the 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm popping up on radar, 40% chance of rain is now Friday morning, high 79. 69 now, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and how the Saints almost lost another game because of officiating. Unbelievable. You got to hear this. Stand by.
To finish last season and to start this season.
No, it was unreal. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland. Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, the plans to take office rental company WeWork public could be on hold. Reuters says its leading shareholder investment firm SoftBank Group is urging WeWork to delay plans because the value of the company was recently reduced to less than half. Original estimates were for the company to be worth approximately $47 billion. It's now believed to be worth about $15 to $18 billion. Title insurance company Fidelity National Financial is scrapping plans to buy real estate information and title company Stewart Information Services. Fidelity says the Federal Trade Commission planned to block the merger. Amazon is looking at a new three-story warehouse model to reduce delivery times. It will have a ramp that allows trucks to drive right to loading docks on the second floor. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5. In about a half hour, we'll call Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. You have any veterinary-type questions for your dog or cat, always text him, 359-2255. Always text in anything about the program.
So there is a text from a Rams fan that's incredibly tired of Saints crying. No, the Saints did not almost lose another game due to officiating, although it was called a roughing the kicker penalty by the textbook rule that was absolutely still running into the kicker. Both result in retrial of the kick. Since they were so close anyway, instead of the 15-yard roughing the passer penalty, it ended up being a half the distance to the goal penalty, which ended up being about 7.5 yards.
We're on the wrong page here.
Okay.
I'm not talking about that play. That was roughing the kicker. I agree with that. What happened, though, before the end of the first half, the New Orleans Saints had the football and made a catch. It was a first down or so they thought. They did a replay. There was 42 seconds left in the half. They did not stop the clock. It went down to 26 seconds. And then I'm not sure this rule, but because of the look at the replay, they had a 10-second runoff to 16. So it was 42. It should have been a runoff to 32. The Saints tried a 56-yard field goal and missed. Drew Brees would have had at least two or three plays. We would have presumably moved the ball another 10 or 15 yards, and most likely with this kicker, had the field goal by the end of the first half, which cost us 3 points. And the former NFL referee is now working for Monday Night Football, came on in the second half and said, yeah, that's inexcusable. They can't make a mistake like that. We can't do that. That really hurts the game. Another mistake. It was the wrong call. They missed up on the clock. So instead of 32 seconds left in the half with Drew Brees, they only had 16, so thus they didn't get a good look at the field goal. So that was a bad call again. So, and to the Rams fan, love you. We can't possibly compete in L.A. against your team, can we? I mean, you're the Rams. The Saints are obviously, and it's not necessarily against the Rams. If the Saints, it would have been reversed, and the pass interference in the NFC Championship game wasn't called on the Saints, I'd have been high-fiving going to the Super Bowl. It's the officiating. The officiating. The Rams are a heck of a team. I don't know if the Saints can win out there or not. I really don't, because the Rams are really, really good. But it's clearly a failed officiating, and it's not crying. It's just a fact. You don't get to the Super Bowl very often.
A few more comments coming in. Bring it on next week.
Yeah, we play in L.A.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, the NFL had a weird sense of humor taking that game to L.A. against the Rams. So, I mean, again, there's a lot of different players on both teams from last year. However, the Saints got a bad deal. And the Ram fans are probably tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, and there's comments about stop blaming the refs, and they miss calls every
game. No. This is for the Super Bowl. You don't understand. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And it was a really bad mistake. Thus, the rule change. You can challenge pass interference once a game now because of that. So it was a rule change. That's how egregious it was. And it was a bad call. Okay, so you got to go to the Super Bowl, and the Saints probably should have gotten to go. So what? You're still a really good team. Okay, last night, I got to play it.
58.
This is 58 yards. It's the longest kick to end the game since the merger in 1970.
58-yard attempt for the win! Got it!
Yeah, they were pretty excited in the Big Easy when Will Lutz kicked the game winner, career best 58-yarder. And listen, the Saints had a 27-21 lead. And then Houston, who I think's a really good team. Houston will be in the playoffs. They're really, really good. Deshaun Watson took all of two plays to score a touchdown from 70 yards away. It was like bang, bang, touchdown. Oh, that hurts. 37 seconds left. One timeout. Saints get down to get a look at this. Brother Johnny made an interesting point, though. The pass to Ted Ginn at the 41-yard line, it had not Houston touched him. He grabbed the ball, got down because there's 2 seconds timeout. Mm. Had nobody touched him, the clock would have run out.
Oh.
Ted Ginn got the ball, fell on the ground. You have to touch him to end the play. Don't touch him. But the reaction is, got to stop him, stop him. And had they stayed away, clock would have run out.
Interesting.
So because the play wouldn't have been over. He could have gotten up and run if nobody touches him. Anyway, instinctively, that's hard to do and that kind of a thing. All right, text in, 359-2255, 359-2255. Any thoughts?
Does Antonio Brown watch the Oakland game?
I doubt it.
Beat the Broncos?
Yeah, Christian, my son thinks it was all a setup. Okay. Thought that Antonio Brown had to go to Oakland because that's where he was traded because the Steelers are never going to trade him to the New England Patriots, which is an arch rival.
Uh-huh.
So he did all of this to get a deal.
I see.
Is that too conspiracy theory? Or would you not put that past Antonio Brown? Dan Lebatard played the reaction when Antonio heard he was released, and he was going, he was screaming, saying, God is good. He was so happy, and he had a deal within an hour.
Wow.
And an hour later, they announced that Patriots signed him up.
Text in, the Super Bowl is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity unless you're the New England Patriots.
Well, that's
then
true.
It seems like it's more like a yearly opportunity.
That's true.
Rams fan, thanks for indulging me. LOL, love the show.
No. The Rams are, and for the Saints to have to go out there, they're going to be jacked out there because the Ram fans out there, I'm tired of hearing about it. We have to show these guys who's better. That's going to be a great game. Okay, we're going to break for the news. I do have some tickets if you would like to go to the Illinois football game against Eastern Michigan. Mm-hmm. This will be the best opponent we've played.
11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday.
I've got 4 freebies, so it's essentially my tickets are section 107, row 51. These are $140 for 4 pretty good seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give those away in a few minutes, so stand by for your chance to win those, okay? The news is next, 7:30, ESPN 93.5.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name is Christina Slaby. I love doing physical therapy at Mettler. I did my own research because I knew of some other physical therapy places my friends had gone to, and they weren't too happy, so I wanted to find a place that I was really happy with. And that's what I think is really special about physical therapy at Mettler, is that one-on-one attention the whole hour that you're there. It really helped with, like, strengthening and, like, figuring out a lot of issues that I didn't think I have.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The polls are open in 2 House districts in North Carolina for today's special elections. President Trump campaigned in Fayetteville last night.
We need Dan Bishop and Greg Murphy. We need them.
Bishop's a state senator running against a businessman and retired Marine, Dan McCready.
Good luck to them trying to call a capitalist who's built a business from scratch a socialist.
The result of November's vote to fill that seat was thrown out over allegations of Republican voter fraud. The other race today is to fill the seat opened by Walter Jones' death in February. The South Korean owner of a cargo ship that capsized off the coast of Georgia now thanking everyone involved in the rescue of 4 trapped crew members. Coast Guard Captain John Reed says,
their condition is relatively good for having spent close to 34 or 35 hours in the conditions they are in.
That ship flipped Sunday morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
New college rankings are out from U.S. News and World Report. These are the top 50 national universities, public and private. The University of Illinois slipped from number 46 last year to number 48 this year. Princeton topped the list this year, followed by Harvard, Columbia, MIT, then Yale. The University of Chicago came in at number 6. Two Champaign men were arrested on drug charges over the weekend. Urbana police stopped a truck for a traffic violation Sunday morning. Police searched the truck and the two men inside. The driver, 52-year-old Vincent Williams, and a passenger, 57-year-old Clydesdale Williams, were charged with felony manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance. The Domino's currently on West Bradley Avenue is moving. The News Gazette says the Domino's is moving to 1301 North Prospect Avenue C, the former site of Illinois title loans. It's not clear when the new store will open. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Real estate investing can be very rewarding, especially here in Central Illinois. I'm Brad Bankston, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group in Champaign. If you're looking forward to the wealth and passive income that having investment properties can bring, I have over a decade of experience in buying, financing, rehabbing, and managing investment properties. Email me at bradb@molitorfinancialgroup.com, and let's talk about how investing in real estate can be an important part of your long-term financial portfolio.
NMLS number 689928. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on Epix. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? The spiraling football from NFL Films, you got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday night football, you got it. NFL The Grind, only on Epix. If you don't have it, get the channel to the app. Series premiere Wednesday. Be there. I will be.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Oh, man. Sheesh, I've done it now.
In the doghouse.
The doghouse.
Dog. You know, flowers would be good right about now.
Remember, she may forget what you say. She may forget what you do. But she'll never forget how you make her feel. Call the Blossom Basket Florist at 367 Rose.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist. Florist.
Call 367 Rose and get out of Rover's Rec Room.
Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald has joined me, and occasionally there are bad employees. That happens in every field, and it seems like that bad employee, 1 out of 1,000, gets the front page of the paper.
That is so true. If you look around, you'll see there could be 10 great things an officer does today, but the only thing you'll see on the news at night is the one thing one officer does that's bad.
And then the people that are anti-police, and they'll say, see, I told you, it's not fair.
Like they said, it's a small group of people, but they got the biggest mouths, and they get out there and they say what they want to say, and if there's a camera around, they'll get in front of it.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of it has to do with perception.
I think body cameras are a great idea because they're protecting you from lies that the person might say.
Right. And we just went to body cameras this year, and they've already helped us. You see how the officers react, and we go back, we get a complaint, we look at that body camera, the video footage of it from the audio, and we see how the officers treat people, and they do a tremendous job.
Yeah.
It's helped us out greatly this year so far.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
It's that time again to award the My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. We had a bunch of rockets blasting off in Tolono Unity on Friday night. The Week 2 My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is Tolono Unity quarterback Nate Reinhart. The Rocket was 12 for 19 passing with 169 yards to boot. He was accountable for 28 points in Unity's 41-0 win over Pontiac. Reinhart spread the ball around in the 4-touchdown performance. He threw 2 touchdowns to Nate Drennan and added 1 each to Jordan Clark and Jared Rout. This win and performance goes a long way after Unity missed the playoffs last season with a 4-5 record. The Rockets are now 1-1 on the year, and their next game is against the Prairie Central Hawks. Congrats to Tolono Unity Rocket quarterback Nate Reinhart for winning the My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. Tune in next week, and you'll hear Week 3's My Office Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. As always, we want to thank the Player of the Week sponsors, My Office Plus and Long's Garage.
I don't know if you can get better cheese for Rosetta. Rosati's?
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 2334. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34. And Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328-MICHAEL-JORDAN, Walter Payton.
Yeah, so I did that little memory test because it's Michael Jordan, except I went Sweetness first.
Oh.
So I got 328-3420, and I was wrong.
Uh-huh.
So 328-MICHAEL-JORDAN, Walter Payton.
Right, the threes are together.
So it's
in the middle.
328-2334.
That's right.
And I ordered an extra cheese large Rosati's.
Mm.
Man, I'm telling you, that is stupid good.
Took my friend Larry there for the first time. He did the New York fold to get that whole pizza
thing. New York
fold. You know, he fold the pizza.
He did, but he did it on his own.
He did it on his own.
That's fine. That was like
he wolfed it down.
Like a popover or turnover
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
But that's something else, Rosati's. Okay, let's check your weather.
All right, we've got sunshine now. We've got partly cloudy conditions and a high 90, low 70 today, tomorrow, and Thursday. A 40% chance of showers early on Friday, high 79, 80 for the game against Eastern Michigan. Sunshine expected. Right now, 72. ESPN, 93.5.
Well, CMI reminds you there's lots of folks moving in and out of apartments all the time. They're all moved in here on campus. But they've got something I didn't even know about that you might want to know about. CMI's awesome odor buster, CMI's Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon, gets rid of bad pet urine smells. I'm telling you, that can be bad.
Yeah.
But they've got it covered with the Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon. Who makes up these flavors?
Well, that's exactly what's happening with the enzymes.
Oh, and I didn't know you knew about enzymes.
Eating them alive.
Ew, maybe that's it.
Okay.
Cucumber Melon. Pet urine smells, odor eliminator bomb, gets rid of all kinds of odors like food smell, smoke, mold, pet, and more.
Mm-hmm.
CMI, Bloomington Road in Champaign, locally owned and operated. Call them at 359-6262. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. You know the best winning percentage of an Illinois football coach ever happened in the last 40 years? I'm giving four Illinois football tickets if anybody can name the coach that was here at Illinois in the last 40 years that had the best winning percentage and holds the best winning percentage in the history of coaches here at Illinois.
Okay.
Bob Zupke had a really, really good one. He coached Illinois for, what, 20-some years back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. It's named Zupke Field for Robert Zupke, who is, by all accounts, a heck of a guy and a really good coach. But who in the last 40 years, Illinois fans, coached at Illinois and holds the best winning percentage ever? I'll give you four tickets, 140 in value, 359-2255, 359-2255. Good luck.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the five ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Join the student alumni ambassadors from the University of Illinois for the iHelp Community Food Drive benefiting the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. The community is encouraged to drop donations at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, located at 601 South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana on Saturday, September 28th. Can't make it on the 28th? No worries. Student volunteers will be picking up donations throughout the community. For questions, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com. Again, email uiuc.ihelp@gmail.com for questions or to get involved.
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. BestCastingCasting.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
That number could save you up to 30% on your energy bills. When you call today, Chief Bauer Service Experts can hook you up with a furnace tune-up. Right now, save $61 on a furnace tune-up. Chief Bauer Service Experts, your hometown Champaign-Urbana tune-up pros.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
I'm giving out four tickets here. If you can tell me who in the last 40 years coached Illinois football, last 40 years, and has the overall best winning percentage for a career.
Oh, there's some interesting guesses. One just came in as Cubitt.
No, you don't.
I mean, he wasn't no head coach very long.
Bill Cubitt was...
So they have him listed on your stats.
5-6 overall.
Here's a Zook. That's the first Zook I've got.
Ron Zook was 20. Ron Zook was. I got it. 18-38. No, that's not the best. Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
Who's the best winning percentage-wise coach we've ever had?
That would be John Makovich.
Anybody remember John Makovich? He was here briefly. He became athletic director. He was a kind of overseeing the investigation in Illinois after 17 months when the NCAA came to the microphone talking about Lou Henson's program saying, we didn't find anything, pause, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And then in 1990, Stevie J wrote the best-selling NCAA joke book, Harpooning the System.
Mm-hmm.
Which is now collector's edition, probably very big bucks. Hey, Brad, you win four tickets to the Illinois football game Saturday against Eastern Michigan. What is your take on my team?
Well, I don't know. I kind of like our chances. You know, Lovey's doing a good job of rebuilding, so hopefully we'll go out there and get a W.
Very coach-like of you, Brad. That mm-hmm. sounded very much rote, but good, and I'm glad you won. You enjoy. Wear your orange, and let's get them.
All right, thanks, Stevie. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. And, of course, Stevie J can't hold himself back lumping us into the Clemsons and Alabamas because us guys are all 2-0.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I got to thinking, you know, because my brain goes that way. You know, what if we played for the national championship with Clemson? Who'd wear the orange? And things like that bother me.
Jim had said, the guy who went to Texas forgot his name. Ha ha.
John Makovich.
Okay.
Now, John Makovich was the AD and the coach of the football team. And he took the job in Texas. And I'll never forget, Jim Turpin was interviewing him. And Texas is a little different fandom. And John Makovich said, the fans are the same everywhere. And I said, no, they're not. He had miscalculated the... he lasted a number of years.
Okay.
And had some success, but not the success they expected. They wanted a national championship, and...
Most of the guesses this morning were Mike White.
Well, Mike White had a winning record. Mike White was 47-41. Then John Makovich at 30-16-1. He was 22-9 in conference. Can you imagine... Being 22 wins and 9 losses in the Big Ten, that has been 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And we have, and then we had, after Makovich was Lou Tepper. I love Lou Tepper. He was 25-31.
Nobody said Lou Tepper.
25-31. Ron Turner was 35-57. Ron Zook was 34-51. Vic Koenig, technically, is the greatest of all time because
right.
he was 1-0.
And that's what Jason had said.
Well,
Vic Koenig, technically.
Technically, you're right. He was 1-0, coached the bowl game after Ron Zook was fired. And Tim Beckman was 12-25. Bill Cubitt, 5-6. And Lovey is 10-37.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been, shall we say, struggling for the last 30 years.
We might have to run her up prize for Jason, since he said Vic Koenig technically.
All right, we can give him 4 tickets.
Okay.
If you want to be that generous, that's fine.
It's your ticket, so.
Now give him 4.
All right, Jason, because I'm putting you down.
Really, I mean, he's listed in the Illinois coaching lores of history. Vic is 1-0. 2011.
Just got a thank you text.
We have had, you bet, our pleasure. Thank you for listening. No, we have had blips of success. I mean, Tim Beckman went to a bowl game. Ron Zook won 6 in a row and then lost 6 in a row, but that was weird. Mike Thomas was here to fire Bruce Weber and Ron Zook. I don't know why. I don't know how what that whole plan was. Ron Turner went to the Sugar Bowl. Lou Tepper was just solid defensively and just struggled offensively, but he was great defense. Makovic had it going on, had Jeff George. I mean, remember Jeff George?
Yeah.
Mike White brought fun, albeit a little improprieties with 147 violations in 1984, and then in 87 some more stuff came up, so he resigned. And Gary Moeller came from Michigan, and it didn't go so well. 6-24, and 3 ties, believe it or not, including the 0-0 Northwestern tie. Nobody's old enough to remember that, but I was there. 1978, was it? We played Northwestern. That was back in the day when we can park across the street where Ubbin is.
Yep.
There's a golf course there.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny and I used to go to the ball games. We'd get there at 5-1. Kickoff was 1:05. We walked in. Cost us $1 because we were high school students. And we sit anywhere we want.
Love it.
Not so good when you can sit anywhere you want.
Okay. Right. Clyde Matthews, 3-1-1 in 1904. Just came down the pipe.
Yeah, that's fine. We're good.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Clyde was a good guy, I'm sure. 7:48. Quick sports. You got to get to Dr. Todd here.
That's true. All right. St. Louis is at Colorado. It's a 7:40 start. Chichi Gonzalez for the Rockies and Michael Walker for the Cardinals. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Over on US 105.9, great radio, 10-2 with the Cubs winning over the San Diego Padres late last night. Ronald Bolaños for the Padres today and Jose Quintana for us. The big hero of the day yesterday, stepping up to the shortstop position, was Nico Warner, and 4 hits from what I understand, and all has been going well. 19 games left for both the Cardinals and the Cubs. And they'll meet 7 times against each other
in a final week
before it's all
over.
And
this Miko Horner was 3-for-4. He's batting .750 for the year, and he had 4 RBIs. Had a wonderful game. New shortstop for the Cubbies brought some energy.
Mm-hmm. And Kansas City is at Chicago to take on the White Sox. On to the NFL. Saints win 30-28. Drew Brees got her done, getting him in position. Then it's Will Lutz.
Yep.
58-yard game-winning career-high field goal, all that. And then pretty cool game. Good job, CBJ.
Yeah, right. We were pretty happy, but we were pretty down after they scored a touchdown with 37 seconds left.
That's right. Oakland over Denver, 24-16.
Okay,
that's pretty much sports then.
Get to Dr. Todd Likens.
Alrighty.
We'll talk dogs and cats or anything else if you want. And you can text in those questions, 359-2255. Ask the vet next.
Are you upset with your phone plan? I know of a place for you. Sprint by Wireless Revolution. Wireless Revolution is a certified Sprint dealer and will get you the perfect deal for your phone plan. Whether you're single, need a family plan, or getting devices for your employees, Wireless Revolution has your back. Sprint has wonderful service, and you will always be connected with the people that mean the most to you. They will take care of transferring your contacts and apps. So stop by Sprint by Wireless Revolution. They have 3 locations, one in Urbana on Philo Road and 2 in Champaign, 1 in Marketplace Mall, and 1 on North Prospect.
Hey, Central Illinois, it's Stephanie Pratt with Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, a top-producing real estate team and ready to rock your next real estate experience. On the Stephanie Pratt team, you work with one agent, whether buying or selling or both. No switching between agents based on what your needs are. We value our relationships and want you to be valued. With over 36 years of experience combined, rates are still outstanding and so is our service. Remember, the Stephanie Pratt team, Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, where we don't buy your home, we sell it.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
If Antonio Brown falls in line for the Patriots, it will be the first time he's fallen in line. This will not work. I predict Antonio Brown will not be a New England Patriot by the end of this season. What evidence do we have to think that a man who has absolutely spent his entire career making sure he does not conform to the standards of an organization, that any type of institutional culture is beneath his own personal priorities, a man who has been out for number one and that number one is number 84, a man who has not cared whether it's the Rooneys or Mark Davis, who has not cared if it's Mike Tomlin or John Gruden, why would a man who hasn't cared about any of those names, brands, institutions, or players all of a sudden care?
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Pros, for more ways to save money, start with Lowe's. Because Lowe's offers everyday savings like Valspar 2000 Paint Plus Primer starting at $19.98 a gallon. Save even more during our Pro Bonus Days going on now through Friday, September 13th. Pick up brands like DeWalt, Little Giant, Aquasource, Lithonia, and more. Plus, get exclusive Pro savings when you use your Lowe's business credit account on eligible purchases made September 10th through the 12th. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Did you know that when you buy 5 cups of freshly brewed McCafe premium roast coffee with the McDonald's app, you get the next one free? Think of it as your reward for all the times you held the door open for a stranger, let someone merge when you were running late, or liked one of your aunt's posts on social media, even though you had no idea what she was talking about. So, enjoy your free 6 cup of McCafe coffee with McCafe Rewards and keep the good going. McCafe, good is brewing. Valid at participating McDonald's through December 29th. McDonald's app download and registration required.
All right, on Tuesdays, we call Dr. Todd Likens. He's the pet pro. He's located at Madison Kirby in Champaign with all those English cream, beautiful doggies. Also by the police station in Muhammad. How are you, Todd?
Hey, we're doing good this morning, Stevie.
Tell me about all these shots my dogs need. I got your little postcard. So routine update stuff, right?
Routine care type things. Just it's a chance to one. We get the exams important. Two, it starts right with the weight. We even fall weights on our grooming animals because weight change can be your first reflection of a problem. And get to lay the hands on, looking for lumps and bumps. And then shots to keep the immune system up to speed. For example, I just saw an article the other day. There's been an outbreak of some respiratory cough type thing in North Carolina. One doctor down there has had over 125 cases, and they don't know what it is. Hmm. It's a persistent cough, and for the most part, they're thinking at this point that the kennel cough shot, the Bordetella, is making the disease less severe in those animals. But again, until they identify it, it's kind of on watch.
So, how good is a dog's nose?
I think what we can smell on the kitchen table, they can smell in a football stadium.
Is that right?
Yeah,
is that crazy good? I mean, so it stuns me that if Janet's upstairs, Charlie will just put his nose in the air, walk up, and find what door she's at.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Or Charlie knows who's cooking pot roast.
Well, that's true. Okay, but I know that they use dogs obviously for police work and everything else. But is it like 100 times better than my nose?
I can't remember the exact number.
It's a lot
better.
Yeah.
It's a lot. That much I know. You know, they in the we're always sloughing off dead skin cells and everything. That's when they just they follow that scent. That's what the tracker dogs do.
And tell me about how often a dog should see you.
Well, once a year is nice, but twice a year is better. Just because, again, the earlier you get on a problem, the better. And that's why we offer the looking at the grooming animals is because early change can be helpful. You know, I think we sent a couple dogs out telling them they need dentals this week already. Just by, you know, looking at the teeth, we found a mass in one dog's mouth, and that's not part of a grooming thing, but that's something we do here because I'm a vet, and we can do that.
People can get groomed for $20.
Mm-hmm. Still 20. Can
and you
believe
got
that?
Olive coming in?
Since you were a baby, I think we've been doing that price.
And so, yeah, it's amazing. So when Diane picks Olive up and Walter says he's a lot of energy, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
That's Walter's way of saying she wiggles a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, people, how do we get hold of you, Todd?
Hey, call us at 355-PETS or following your guys' lead from one of your ads is we're Dick Butkus College, Dick Butkus number pro 355-5051.
There you go. College of Pro. That's a good one.
You told me a new way to tell my phone number.
355, the old speed limit. Three old speed limit. Dick Butkus College, Dick Butkus Pro. Boom.
Yeah.
We got it going on. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, it's getting a little exciting. People are coming in, and the dogs are saying, yeah, we're here.
All right, my friend. Talk soon.
All right, we'll see you guys.
That's pet pro Dr. Todd Likens.
355-5051.
Yeah, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really
over
easy.
Over by the police station in Mahomet and near Old Farm Shops in Champaign.
We're going to break for the news. We'll be back. We'll get at Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, live in New York City, the latest on the day's news. Stand by for that. You can always text us, 359-2255. Fox News next.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind.